This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now on the Daily Mix Show.
Damn. Some birds aren't meant to be caged. Yet, here we are, butt naked, eating soggy bologna sandwiches. Figure it's time to get busy living and get busy winning.
Let's play Cellmates.
Cellmates is the game where lawbreakers become game changers. All week long, we are playing for tickets to see In This Moment at the Moore Theater on August 25th. Let's meet our cellmates this morning. We have Will in Seattle. Will, how bad or good was your fake ID?
It was pretty good.
Nice.
Was it like actually of you, or was it like a friend that looked like you?
A buddy of mine gave me his old license from Texas, and I cut the laminate and put in a picture on top of his picture.
Man, I'm a big fan of arts and crafts when it comes to stuff like that. I used to do stupid stuff like that all the time as well. These days, you can't do that with all the hologram stuff.
Oh, no. So, Will, how did it get you in trouble?
What was that?
Say again.
How did it get you in trouble?
I tried to buy drive-by alcohol in high school with it.
Oh, no.
How old were you when you did this?
18.
18. And how often did that ID work before you got busted?
It got me in a lot of nightclubs.
Oh, okay. But you never tried it at like a grocery store or an alcohol store or like a liquor store?
Not till then.
Oh. So then what happened?
I went to the first store, and the lady denied me, so I went to a second store, and they confiscated the license from me and held me against my will and called the police.
Ooh.
How did they hold you against your will? Did they, like, duct tape you to a chair, or, like, what happened?
They kind of blocked the door and didn't let me out.
And you were just like, well, crap, this is awkward. I guess I'll just wait here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roll the dice.
What kind of trouble did you get into with the cops?
Well, they wanted me to leave my car behind. They're going to put me in a squad car. And I was like, I really can't leave my car here. I can't afford to have it towed. I mean, pay for the tow bill. So they put an officer in my car.
And how long did it take to get back to your car?
We were right there at the store.
Well, after the fact, I mean, how long until you were able to return to your car?
Probably 15, 20 minutes, I think.
Okay. Did you get ticketed or anything? Did they call your parents? Like, was there, or did you just get the crap scared out of you?
The crap scared out of me. They put an officer in my car. We drove to another store because I needed gas, and that was the first store I stopped at. The lady denied me. So I gave the officer $20 to go ahead and pay for my gas, and I was like, please, God, don't let her recognize me or the vehicle.
Because then it's extra trouble. What a weird situation. What town was this in that the cop was like, yeah, I'll drive your car?
It's like they're on your side.
This was in Jane, Missouri.
Interesting. I just think it's so funny. They're like, I need gas. Okay, here's $20. Can you go fill my tank, officer?
Be right back.
Yeah. So we get back in the car and we follow the officer, the deputy sheriff, back to the police station, sheriff's department. And he calls his senior officer, the sheriff, and is like, hey, I got this guy here, fake ID. What do you want to do with him? Well, let him release on his own, on bond. I go, look, I have no money. All my money savings went to this car purchase. My parents going to divorce. My dad has no money. I'm kind of screwed here. So they let me go with no bond.
Wow.
No bail.
You're a lucky man, Will.
I bet they're feeling like, you know what, we scared this kid enough. He's probably not going to mess around with fake IDs after this.
It gets better. I came back a month later for the court, and I walk in the courtroom, and then back in the room by myself. The judge gets up and leaves. So it's just me and the prosecuting attorney. He calls me up, brings in deputy sheriff. What do you have in this guy? I ran his name 3 times. He has no record whatsoever. So it was just me, prosecuting attorney, and the sheriff, deputy sheriff, without the judge. I guess the judge went fishing that day.
Got better things to do than deal with this.
So they gave me, they canceled all fines, and they put me on probation for a year.
Crazy, man. What a crazy story.
All right, Will, let's meet your cellmate, who is Ivy from Bonnie Lake. Ivy, are you pretty good at talking to the cops, would you say?
No.
So what happened with your friend at the club that ended with you having to chat with the cops?
Well, buckle up, because this is a little crazy. It all started at Starbucks.
Okay.
We danced at a nearby club. We were just getting coffee, and a guy decided he was going to shout racial slurs at my friend, and she's a little spitfire, so she's like, no, I'm not taking this line down. So she confronted him, and it escalated. He threw his water in her face. She dumped her coffee on his head. We tried to walk out because our ride was there. He cut her off at the door and spit in her face.
Oh my!
And then we exited. Yeah, hey. Then we exited. We got our ride. We went to the club. We thought everything was fine. This was supposed to be my night to attempt an extracurricular activity, because I didn't do those sorts of things. And when I do, for some reason, it just, you know, hilarity ensues.
Well, it's off and running again for you on this situation. Yeah. Wait, was it a hot coffee that she dumped on his head, or a cold coffee?
It was a fresh hot coffee.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she had just gotten it. So we're in the club. We do our extracurricular activities. I'm on stage. About 20 minutes later, a girl comes and gets me and says, oh, your friend needs you. She's outside. She wants you to come talk to her. So I come outside. I'm definitely not in my right state of mind. And the minute I walk out the door, I am immediately confronted by an officer. My friend is in the backseat of a cop car, bawling her eyes out, cuffed. And he says, I need you to recount the events of earlier today. And so I'm looking at him going, oh, geez. Can he tell? And so I told him everything that happened. And because he spit in her face and she dumped her coffee on him, they both spent a night in jail.
Wow. And I bet you told that story faster than you ever have before in your entire life, huh?
Absolutely.
Are you friends with Sarah and her friends by chance? It sounds like something that would happen on a night out with Sarah.
Absolutely, girl. I'd be on the stage with you.
Absolutely. I feel like Sarah and I have had enough conversations now. I feel like I know her.
So your friend got arrested. What happened to you for the rest of the night? Because, I mean, it's not like you could, like, go drive and pick her up. Did you just keep partying, or did you just take an Uber and go home?
No, I had to figure out how to be responsible in that moment. So I cleared everything out. I got us a hotel room, and I waited until she was released the next day, and then we went home.
Are you guys still friends?
Absolutely. She's my bestie.
Yeah.
She's the one that I'm going to be in jail with.
Well, Steve Miggs, based on the severity of the crimes of our cellmates, who should go first in the game?
Oh, let's keep the party going with Ivy.
All right, Ivy. First question to you. Which well-known wrestler, actor, and philanthropist has granted the most wishes for the Make-A-Wish Foundation with more than 650?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to just go with The Rock.
Wrong.
Good guess. That's a great guess. John Cena. I bet you The Rock has granted a lot of them.
Yeah, but he brags about it way more than John Cena does. John kind of keeps it on the down low until finally they're like, we need to let people know that you do all these cool things.
Will, here's your question. If you get it right, you win. If you get it wrong, the game continues. Which Seattle... Which Seattle supergroup's lineup included Layne Staley, Mike McCready, Barrett Martin, and John Baker Saunders?
I It's not Alice in Chains. You got me. I knew the other answer. Another question.
Oh, dang. We should have switched it. That would be Mad Season.
Mad Season.
All right, Ivy, next question to you. SWAT stands for Special Weapons and what?
Special Weapons and Tactical.
It's not the word. No.
Okay. I was trying to be no integrity, Taryn, and give it to her, but it is tactics.
Yeah.
So wrong. Will, if you get this right, you win. If you get it wrong, the game continues. What is the name of the supercontinent that existed 200 million years ago?
The hell?
The what?
The supercontinent that existed 200 million years ago.
I have no clue.
Oh, wrong.
You and me both.
Pangea. Come on, guys.
I thought that was an Italian food restaurant.
Ivy, your question. The 2002 movie 8 Mile was the semi-autobiographical story.
Nice.
Of what rapper?
Marshall Mathers, otherwise known as Eminem.
Yeah, baby. All right, Will, if you get this right, the game continues. If you get it wrong, you lose. Which former Mariner has the most career Grand Slams in Major League Baseball history with 25?
Oh, my gosh. Mark McGwire.
He wasn't even a Mariner.
That would be A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez. Congratulations to Ivy. I hope you take your best friend in this moment.
I am so excited. You have no idea. I haven't gotten to see them live yet.
I recommend getting a hotel.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks, Ivy. Rock on.
And only get cold brew when you get coffee at night and deal with idiots.
One of the biggest sports stars is going to be roasted on a live Netflix special. Who is it? We'll tell you after Joan Jett.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The trailer is out. Tom Brady is getting roasted. And it's going to be called the greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady.
Well, I mean, he is the one, he's considered the GOAT, so it makes sense you would call it the greatest roast of all time.
It's going to be live on Netflix.
Groat?
The
GOAT.
That's exactly what it is. It's going to be live on Netflix May 5th. Here is the trailer, which features Kevin Hart, the Roastmaster, Jeff Ross, and Tom Brady.
The man. The Arena, the roast of Tom Brady, live on Netflix. No helmets, no mercy, no Brady rule.
No problem.
The greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady, live, hosted by me, Kevin Hart, with a lineup of surprise guests.
We're coming for you, pretty boy.
I'm unroastable. Let's go.
Hey, stole my line. Yeah. Remember when we did the roast? I was always joking about how I'm unroastable.
We proved you wrong.
I don't know. A lot of people agreed with me. I think it's because I make fun of myself so much that it's just like I'm already pretty ruthless to myself that I'm excited to see this mainly because it's live.
Oh, yeah.
Most of these Comedy Central roasts or the Netflix roasts or any roasts that you see on that are posted for us to consume are usually taped, edited, vetted to make sure there's nothing super offensive, and then put out, or, you know, some of them still cross the line a little bit, but they try their best to make sure.
It's going
to
be awesome.
In this situation, I mean, if it's live, you don't know what someone's going to say, and I kind of like that.
There's no take-backs.
And that was one of the things. I remember, what was it? We're coming up on the two-year anniversary of the roast of Steve Miggs.
I think we already passed it. Oh, yeah. I think it was like a week ago.
Oh, that's right. It was in March of 2022.
Something. I think it might have been mid-April.
It was mid-April.
I was gone for Lily's birthday. That's the only reason I know.
I was like, damn, Danny, you have a really good like memory of event that you weren't even at.
I know. Yeah.
That was so crazy to go back. And so for those that don't know, we did a giant roast. And it was the roast of Steve Miggs, but really it was the roast of all of us. And it was so much fun. We all went up on stage at Snoqualmie Casino and made fun of each other. And was it Craig Gass was there as well? Walter Jones, Seahawks legend, football, NFL Hall of Famer was there as well.
We had Adam Gerke.
Adam Gerke,
everyone's
was there.
Favorite traffic reporter who yep. used to work at KISW back in the day.
And I think one of my favorite parts was at the end, I was the final person to do it. And Craig Gass, who was there, he said of all the roasts that he's ever done, he's done a lot of roasts. He says mine was the most like different and weird, and he's never seen anyone do something like that because I did a puppet show. I did a full-on ventriloquist show where I had this foul-mouthed old puppet that would say all the mean things. And I said, I refuse to say anything mean about my friends and coworkers. I love them too much. But my puppet, I think his name was Richard Johnson, he would just go off. And I remember one of my favorite moments was, though, when he took a shot at Ryan Castle, because Castle was decked out in like a sequined suit that was sparkly and red.
Ryan Castle, what the f*** are you wearing? You look like the visual epitome of Lady Gaga putting on a sh- on and f***ing the entire cast of Duck Dynasty, you
He said the C word a lot.
Your puppet was ruthless.
He was very mean, especially to Craig Gass as well.
Craig Gass! The last time Craig was funny or relevant, the Mariners were in the World Series.
That hurts me on two levels.
The Mariners were never in the World Series. My point exactly, you dumb f***ing Craig, I'm sorry. I'm happy I got you sober.
I don't like this.
Craig, I'm sorry. I'm happy you got you sober.
And that was the last time he answered any of our phone calls.
That is very, very true. He did also take a shot at you.
Oh, God.
The puppet.
We play rock stuff like, you know, Black Sabbath, you know, War Pigs. F*** Black Sabbath. And f*** you, Taryn, for playing Nirvana all the time.
Thanks, Mr. Puppet.
The visual of me just holding a puppet is so dumb, but it's probably one of my favorite moments of my entire life to be able to do a puppet show in front of a sold-out room at Snoqualmie Casino just because of how stupid it was.
Well, looking forward to another roast.
Yes.
Of Tom Brady. Over the weekend, Coachella happened, and one artist had to cut his set short due to falling off the stage and breaking his foot. Many fans were sympathetic, but others were heartless. We will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Migs Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Over the weekend, Kid, and we decide it's Cuddy.
I love it, because we were having this conversation before we started the show, and I was like, is it Kid Cudi or Kid Cootie? Sarah looks so annoyed.
I'm still so annoyed.
Cudi.
Kid Cooties?
Kid Cutie?
No.
Kid Cudi.
There we go.
Kid Cudi. C-U-D-I. Do you even know any of the music of Kid Cudi?
Zero songs.
It's so good.
This is the one that I do know of.
Because day and night, the lonely loner seems to free his mind at night.
It's the first time I've ever heard this song.
Really?
I think so.
This is the first time I realized that it was Kid Cudi. Because I had to look up Kid Cudi hits. I'm like, oh, I know that song. I've heard it in the club. You know me, I hang out in the club. Late Night Daddy.
Oh, man.
It's a vibe.
So Kid Cudi had to cut his Coachella set short after he jumped off the stage, and the result was a broken foot.
Have you seen the video of this?
It's awful.
I feel so bad because it looks like he just stumbles but he stumbled at the worst possible time, which was right on the ledge of the stage. So he's like, screw it. I guess I'll just jump. But that's a pretty steep jump. Those stages are pretty high. I mean, it's not like 10 feet high, but it's still probably about 7 feet high, you would think.
And I think because he was a little off kilter as he was falling slash jumping, he landed pretty badly.
Badly. Awfully, yes.
And here's some of the audio of fans reacting to it.
Get up! You got this!
Get up!
Get up.
Well, the first person I think was trying to be inspirational. Get up. You've got this, S.
Yeah.
The set's not done yet, Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi. So he joked about this on X and he posted, quote, this is what happens when a 40-year-old man tries to prance around off stage like he's 26, like he used to do back in the day.
I respect that.
And here he is giving an update on how he is doing.
Apparently I broke something in my heel. This is a major setback. Yeah, but don't worry. I'm going to bounce back. All right? I love y'all all day. Engage the rage. But not at 40.
Engage the rage?
I guess.
What does that even mean?
Well, obviously, a lot of people are online wishing him well. You know, have a quick recovery. We'll see you soon. But some saw it as an opportunity to give him a hard time. So let's go straight to the comments.
Yep, we decided to send this video and the comments off of Facebook to our friend Jason, our production director, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD. And he said, all right, I'll pull some of my favorites and I'll reenact them in whatever voice that he chose. And yeah, it illustrates just how ridiculous and how heartless some people are on social media. But a poor guy breaking his foot while he's performing at Coachella. So are you ready for the first comment, Taryn?
Let's hear it.
All right.
For the record, 40 is not the new 20. He learned the hard way. Stupid.
I feel like a lot of people are going to be taking shots. To be honest with you, though, I didn't even know he was 40 because I just figured he's not that old, being that I barely ever heard of him.
I feel the same way you do.
Hi, I'm Kid Cudi, and this is Jackass.
Okay, I kind of love that one.
We paid to see you perform, not to be injured.
How dare he?
I mean,
we want our money back.
I mean, you can't control these things. I did see somebody comment like, do what Dave Grohl did and just get back up there and rock out. And it's like, okay, well, not everybody's Dave Grohl.
Bro now got old, them legs not legging no more, LOL.
Them legs not legging anymore. Here's our next comment about Kid Cudi falling off stage at Coachella.
Kid Cudi, take the stairs next time.
I don't know why, but the voice is perfect for that one. Mr. Know-It-All.
You ain't so young no more, you old f***. LOL. Hashtag old Chella.
Okay. Old Chella. Oh, no.
The old shaming is real on this one. At least he took ownership in his tweet, though, or in his ex post. And he said, I guess I'm not 20 anymore.
Do you think that, does the chair that Axl and Dave Grohl still exist, do you think he can, you know, track that down and use it?
Our buddy Darren from a local band around here, he used it for a minute.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I think he gave it back, so he can't give it to Kid Cudi. Here's another comment about Kid.
Y'all talking like he's been around for years, and here I'm thinking, who the f*** is Kid Cudi?
I think that was my comment. And we've got one more about Kid Cudi falling off stage at Coachella.
Imagine being so miserable that you need to express joy over someone's injury.
The voice of reason.
Gotta be in there somewhere. Speaking of Coachella, one band broke up on stage during their set because the singer was pissed that the crowd wasn't singing along with them. You're gonna hear what happened after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
It kind of appears that Blur announced they're breaking up while on stage at Coachella. I know the words to that song.
This is like the greatest short song of all time. 2 minutes of just adrenaline.
So during the band's performance, right before they launched into the final song of their set, their frontman, Damon Albarn, made an announcement that caught fans off guard a little bit. He'd already been noticeably pretty frustrated after trying to get the crowd to sing along, but they were not very enthusiastic, and he kind of failed at getting them to, you know, be a little bit more excited. And here is the audio.
Woo!
So I think he was hoping, I saw the performance, he kept hoping that it would be like a call and response, the like that weird, like, I don't know what you would call that sound, like a monkey making love to itself kind of sound, I'm not sure. But it's one of their popular songs. But here's the problem is that you aren't playing in front of diehard Blur fans. Like, if this was Blur headlining a festival or a show, you probably get X amount. Because overseas, I think they still do really well. So you could probably get tens of thousands of people doing that monkey sound part, and people would be going nuts. At Coachella, you got a bunch of hipsters and, you know, scenesters, and maybe not everybody's really too familiar with Blur other than the Woohoo song.
Well, then he said, prior to playing their last song, quote, in the spirit of clarity and truth, this is probably our last gig, end quote.
Now, here's the thing. I saw a lot of people commenting about this, and that apparently that this isn't the first time that Blur has broken up. Oh. And everyone's just like, okay, well, we'll see you at next year's Coachella, which I thought was kind of funny. And then another person was commenting about how I was kind of bummed that you guys just didn't do 45 minutes of the Woohoo song. Oh. Like, that would have been hilarious. Because I'm sure everybody was there to hear the Woohoo song.
That's the song.
Song two. Yeah. Yes. Dude, I happened when my old band. I don't know, Danny. Did you were in a band? Do you remember how you guys broke up?
Yeah. The most.
Oh, now I want to hear it based on that reaction.
It was. I mean, it was dumb. We had a Hot Topic show lined up because they like did like acoustic. Like Hot Topic went through this like phase where they were like having acoustic local bands come out and play their local Hot Topic.
This sounds like your dream gig.
I mean, it was pretty cool, but for some reason, everyone in the like we were so bitter at each other towards the end because like we weren't writing any new songs, and everyone was kind of just like, "Why are we doing this anymore?" I remember our drummer at the time. He's just goes, can we just play this stupid Hot Topic show so we can break up already? And that was it. Like, he was just like, it was like, yeah, we should break up. Why do we hate each other so much? We never played the show. We just, that was the last day that we ended up practicing.
I've always said being in a band is kind of like being in a relationship, but unfortunately you're in a relationship with like four or five other people.
Yeah.
And like any relationship, sometimes you stay in that relationship for way too long because you just don't know how to break up, even if the other person also wants to break up. Yep. And you're just kind of like trudging along. I remember my old band, when Peter Parker, we broke up on stage.
Oh, really?
And it was freaking awesome. I was so fired up.
Did you know it was coming?
Oh, yeah. I knew. No one else did. So, well, the singer did. We were having some, it was the Crocodile Cafe, and there's video of there somewhere. It's out there. The audio is terrible, so it wouldn't be worth playing because it's just like a boot. It's like a camera audio. It's not that great. But we were at the bar beforehand, just sitting, drinking, eating, and he was just, the band was just, it was similar. Like, nobody was getting along. Nobody was having fun together. It was just a chore. And he was just talking about how he was getting mad. He's like, we should just break up. We should be done. I'm like, you're right. We should just break up. Like, I mean, I didn't know I was egging him on to break up that night. Like, I thought, oh, we'll do this show, and then we'll have a band get together at practice or something like that. So now we're up on stage, and we're doing the set, and it was a super fun show, but there was, like, tension on our best shows, and I think some bands might even agree to this. Not every band was like this, but sometimes your best show was one when there's like serious tension amongst everybody. Just that negative energy just kind of made it work. And we were having a really fun show, in my opinion. We're playing, and he's up there, and then all of a sudden he takes his guitar and smashes it over the amp. Not his amp, the other guitarist amp. And I'm watching this and I'm playing. I'm like, this isn't gonna end well. Because that's like, that's not cool. You know, he's just breaking it over there, right? So now, like, we're finishing, and this is a big swell of sound. He grabs, I'll never forget this, because he leaves the stage, grabs a thermos cup of tea, takes a sip in front of the crowd, and he says, this was our last show. And then takes another sip and just walks off. The other three of us are all looking at each other like, all right, that's how it ended. And that's how it ended.
Do you keep playing like the rhythm section and keeps it going for a little bit?
No, thankfully we were done at that point. No. But now you awkwardly have to take all of your stuff off of the stage. And you're like kind of waving at the crowd like, yeah, that was our last show apparently.
Did you get through the whole set list?
That was the last song.
Oh, it was the last. Okay, so it was the very, very last song.
He waited till the last song for like this big noisy breakdown to just take his guitar. And I was like, this is awkward.
Was anything else damaged other no, than the amp and the guitar?
And luckily he got it fixed. Like, yeah, all of our egos definitely were massively bruised.
Was there ever a talk of a reunion or? Oh, no.
Many years later, we made another go at it. It didn't last as long, but it was just kind of, I think we were just like, no one's really mad at each other, but we're just not feeling it. You know, you didn't have that same, I mean, we weren't getting paid enough. We weren't getting paid like to go play Coachella where we could just suck it up and have a smile on our face acting like we like each other, you know. But that was, That was freaking cool.
That is awesome.
Still to this day, that's still one of my favorite moments ever of being in a band is breaking up on stage.
And imagine the people, think about how many concerts we've all collectively been to. I've never seen a band break up on stage. I would pay extra to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not my favorite bands, but, you know.
Well, as long as you get to see the full set. You don't want to see them break up like mid-set, and then you're like, well, dude, you didn't play the Woohoo song yet.
We didn't get the encore.
Right. Can you at least play the Woohoo song and then break up?
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He is currently 100 wins, 26 losses, and 15 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.